Welcome to the Adventures in Podcasting.
RSS. XML. What is that? Who cares? Podcasting? Who are you kidding? You just want a new toy. That's what they told me, but I thought differently. I thought all this cool stuff had value in K-12 education. Welcome to Adventures in Podcasting. My name's Sean Wheeler, and at the time of these podcasts, I'm the Director of IMT Services and Training for the Peoria Unified School District. That's Arizona, by the way. These podcasts, well, they're an audio archive of my adventure in bringing RSS and podcasts to the students and community of PUSD. Sit back and enjoy the ride.
Welcome back to Adventures in Podcasting. This is podcasting number 111 for Sunday, May 18th, 2008. It was a warm day out here in the Valley of the Sun, but I can't tell you how warm it was because I didn't go out there much. I'm starting on that time of year where I don't go out unless I have to go outside. So, you know, those folks of you that suffer through the cold winters all winter long and you stay bundled up in your house trying to keep warm, well, we do just the opposite thing here in the Valley of the Sun. We try to stay in and stay cool most of the summer, if at all possible. Hey, in the show this week, I've got POSD podcasting updates, just a couple of them there for you. POSD RSS updates, and RSS and podcasting tools, followed by other items worth mentioning. So, on that note, I guess it's time to get to talking here, although I do have to fix one thing here. No news is good news, and the reason I'm writing that is because I missed that in the show notes. So, I do need to let you know that Adventures in Podcasting does have a new address. I've been saying that for several weeks now, but I want to make sure that you've had an opportunity to check out the new site. Obviously, you can comment if you want to, and also to make sure you change your feed, your podcast feed, if you are collecting these shows. So I would like you to visit that site. That would be at seanwheeler.name/AIP/Adventures-in-Podcasting. Alrighty, as we get ready to start talking here, I'm going to talk a little bit about what's happening in PUSD. What's happening in PUSD podcasting updates. But you know what? Before I do that, I think I need to do a little transition song and collect my brain, because obviously it's somewhere else right about now. So I'll be right back. And there's nothing like a long-winded introduction, and as I was re-listening to that just to make sure it was okay, it dawned on me that it's time to change the introduction of this show, and certainly the exit of this show, because I've changed so many things in the past year or so that, you know, new microphone, so there's definitely a difference in there, so maybe I need to redo that. Maybe I can hunt down some new music. Who knows what I'm going to do. Summertime's coming. It gives me a little bit more time to tinker around, try a few other things. So, as I said, we are going to talk a little bit about POSD podcasting updates, and this week, Jim and I had an opportunity to sit down and do What's Hot in PUSD, and we had a good time with that, and one of the things we did differently this time is normally I introduce the show and I kind of do the segue from story to story to story, and over the course of the first four, I got slightly bored with with doing that, quite frankly, and I seemed to hear myself saying the same thing over and over and over again. So I told Jim I want to do a little bit of reading this time, which, of course, it's probably a good thing that you actually read the story before you start talking about it. So I didn't know what we were going to talk about until Jim showed up and gave me the list. So I was quickly reading through things while he was talking about his stories. But nonetheless, we pulled it off, and I put a link to the show in the show notes here. And, you know, if you've got 20 minutes to burn, because we really did go 20 minutes talking about those stories, but, you know, as I listened to it that night, going through the final editing and trying to fix our mess-ups in there, we actually pulled it off pretty well, and I did have a chance to talk to Jim Friday morning about it. I asked him if he'd had a chance to listen to it, and he was just as shocked as I would, just as shocked as I was that we pulled it off that well. So, if I do say so myself, it sounded pretty good. Also, this week, we put up another governing board meeting, and that is available in audio and video format as well. So, you know, at least some of this stuff is happening. The rest of it's not happening quite as fast as or as much as I'd like to see it happen, but nonetheless, that's just part of the ongoing process of making people aware, which is kind of unique. And I actually had a conversation with Peggy George the other day about this. I believe it was the last podcast I talked about. There's a whole lot more people signed up for the Movie Maker class and the digital imaging class than there are the podcasting class. Now, granted, I have not done much to advertise podcasting class or much about advertising podcasting at all this past, so I'd say 4 or 5 months. I've definitely been focused on some other things. But nonetheless, it is a sign of... I think it's a sign that... there's a lot more focus right now on digital storytelling, which is completely okay. I think this will still open up a lot of people looking at doing obviously the storytelling, but it'll give an opportunity to bring on a discussion of video versus audio, when and why, and what's the best place for it. So, nonetheless, I think that'll be cool. I suppose over the summer I'll let you know how things are going. But, part of me is bummed out. Part of me just says, hey, Sean, you didn't do much on it, so, you can't really be upset about anything. Had a nice conversation with Polly, who is working on a structured English immersion class. We are going from Blackboard to Moodle, as I've mentioned a couple times in the past, and one of the cool features of that class is the ladies that are working on it, Polly and Johanna, have done an outstanding job putting audio in that. In fact, I was so pleased when I took that class with the work they had done, not taking the class, by the way, but I was so pleased with the fact that they added audio into that I stole that idea in the class that I'm working on, my Web 2 class that I'm working on in Moodle as well. So Polly contacted me this week and asked me how she could do that in her classes. She's moving it over from Blackboard to Moodle. And so I showed her how that works, and I think she's going to be pleasantly surprised, and I know that the folks taking the class are going to be pleasantly surprised, because you don't have to download the audio anymore. You can actually play it right there in the Moodle window. So I think that's very cool. So I just thought I'd update you on that, let you know how that's kind of going. And continuing to move right along, PSD RSS updates. Nothing happened in that this week, and I know you've heard me say that before, but I will talk about this though. On Friday we had a discussion about wikis and the use of wikis in the school, and the fact that there's a wiki entry for Peoria and so forth. And what that told me is it was a good conversation. In fact, it was about a 40-minute conversation in the Technology Steering Committee meeting. And what it did tell me is maybe it's a good time to start talking about some of this, some of these Web 2 tools. We had a great discussion on that, and we continued right on into TeacherTube. And so I kind of wrote myself a note there to start talking about some of these tools a little bit more frequently. And that meeting actually happens with the superintendent. And kind of in the back of my head is, if I start talking with that group a little bit more, I might have some more opportunity to talk with the administrators next year and kind of start bringing that into their attention and at least get it in their line of thought. Maybe this will help them better understand it. And certainly, if they're open to it, they're going to be a little bit more open to having their teachers work on that as well. Of course, getting in front of the teachers will be a good thing. So, and some other cool stuff happened on that, but this week, but it really has nothing to do with podcasting. So, basically, it's been some great opportunities for professional development in the last couple of weeks. And this isn't a professional development podcast, so we won't talk about that. But nonetheless, it was kind of cool. So how's that for RSS and PUSD that has absolutely nothing to do with RSS and PUSD? You like that? I liked it, too. Alrighty, moving right along. We're at 9:10. We're going to drift on into RSS and podcasting tools. And I got an email from Camilla down under. I'm sorry, Camilla. You probably hear that a lot. You don't like it. But it's just so cool to get to say that, because I think we're up to 5 listeners now, and Camilla is in Mildura, Victoria, Australia, and I just think that's wicked cool. And I certainly like to say Victoria, Australia, because one of my daughters is named Victoria, so cool stuff. But nonetheless, Victoria, I'm sorry, Victoria, That's a good one. Camille asked a couple questions. She sent me an email, I believe it was this morning, and I'll respond to her email, but I thought it's a good thing to talk about on the podcast, because one thing she shared with me is a couple really, really cool links. And her email, she says, I noticed you mentioned you were looking for a rubric for a signing podcast last week, and I have a couple linked on my site that you may look at. So one of those is on Linking for Learning, and the other one's Ruby Star. And I'm going to go out there real fast, and in fact, I think we need to put Camille's website on our... Oh, yeah, she's got it on there, so I'm going to quick copy and paste that in while we wait. Hey, this is podcasting. You don't know that, do you? You don't know that I'm actually doing it? Well, yeah, I am doing it, but nonetheless, let's give a shout-out to Camille's websites. Boom, there they are. Match destination formatting. Yahoo! Okay, Camille, we've got your websites on there as well. Alrighty, but nonetheless, I'm going to take us out to the first site that she shared with us, which is on Linking for Learning. And she's got a great list of, rubrics on here. And let me go find, well, you know what, puts more fun is the two that I found on here. But nonetheless, hit the link in the show notes and check it out. And then, just keep on going. Read through them, take a look at them, and click on the links and take a peek at them, because one of them is a really cool rubric. This one takes us out to A-plus rubric, and it's on Rubric for Podcasts. And it's got different sections. I'm assuming that you can get rid of or just ignore the ones you don't want, but obviously introduction would make sense to have, content, of course, delivery, interview. If you didn't have an interview, if it's just somebody like me having a conversation with himself, obviously you could probably pull that out. Graphic and music enhancements, yeah, maybe if you want that in there, but it does give you an opportunity to pick and choose in here. So if it wasn't an enhanced podcast, there's no graphics, obviously that wouldn't work for you. But if there's music in the background, and I know if you're doing this with kids, sometimes when you give them the opportunity to put music in, it's kind of like PowerPoint, they go nuts. And so is it an enhancement or is it a distractor? And these are important things for kids to understand, and obviously if they've got a rubric to look at that what they're being graded about, it gives them kind of a target. And there's a section for technical production, group partner work, etc. And this excuse me, oh, I'm on a roll today. This one is copyrighted by Ann Bell, but that was one that caught my attention. The other one that I had a ball with was a PDF file on there, and it's evaluating a podcast. What makes a good podcast? So I kind of had fun. I read through this, and so, I got a kick out of this. So did the podcast include content that was useful, relevant for your purpose? Well, you'd have to tell me, because this would be like you evaluating my show. Were technical qualities, audio, slides, acceptable in the production? No slides here, but yeah, you tell me about the audio is good. Was a written transcript of the podcast available? No written transcript, but I do have show notes. Was the podcast linked from a site which included subject tags? I'm going to have to look that up. I'm not even sure I understand what that is. Was the podcast linked from a site which include links to other resources? I'd hope so. Did the podcast adhere to copyright guidelines in its use of music, pictures, etc.? Yeah, I can pretty well guarantee that one. Was the length of the podcast appropriate for content? 20 minutes or less? I'm going to say no, because I'm at 13 minutes already and I'm kind of long-winded today. See, I didn't say it was a short show. And, oh, I lost my site here. Where am I going? Back. Nope, wrong spot. Keep going. Alrighty, was the podcast part of a regularly scheduled series? I'm going to say yeah, I'm here every week. Did the content of the podcast have personality to keep you interested? Oh, I guess it's time for me to go into my Bueller mode. no, I can't do that, sorry. Did the podcast flow smoothly? Introduction, content, summary, etc. Hey, well, you tell me again on this. Was it obvious to add the podcast feed to your aggregator, your RSS feed? I think so. I think that jumps out at you now on the new site. And if the item was an enhanced podcast, did the use of slides enhance the content? Good question on there. No, it does not on my particular show, but I think that's an important thing to realize when you're building them. And if the item was an enhanced podcast, was it available in various file formats to allow viewing on various hardware devices? Now that's interesting. I'm going to have to do some homework on that. My understanding, the only way you can do an enhanced podcast for multiple formats, well, I don't know what the multiple formats are. Maybe you can do it with a Zune. I haven't tried that. Ooh, maybe I need to look that up. That could be kind of fun. But I'm not buying a Zune. All right, in your own words, describe the podcast you listen to and its attributes. I think that could be kind of scary. So, hey. But nonetheless, I thought that was kind of cool. I read through that and went, wow, man, if somebody did that, sent it back to me, that might be kind of frightening. And she also shared with us... she says this is an oldie but a good one. It's called Ruby Star. It's set for teachers.org. And I was not aware of this, but man, is this thing ever wicked cool. Ruby Star, it says on their welcome tab, want to make exemplary rubrics in a short amount of time? Try Ruby Star. Registered users can save, edit rubrics online. You can access them from home, school, or on the road. Registration and use of this tool is free. That's my favorite kind of tool right there. So click the register link to log on, and it goes on to talk about featured projects. I'm sorry. And then under make your rubrics interactive, this caught my attention, so this is going to force me to go back and do some more looking. Because it says both Waypoint and Rubistar integrates with Moodle and Blackboard and easily aggregates student achievement across classes, programs, and even the entire school to generate NCLB data or custom. Okay, that's more than I care to deal with, but the fact that it integrates into Moodle is kind of slick. So I'm going to have to get into this and play with this because obviously, since we have Blackboard for another month and we have Moodle right now that we'll be taking over, that's something we might want to share with folks. So, good stuff, Camila. Thank you for sharing that. She also, in this email, she also asked me about what is digital voice recorder. And my favorite digital voice recorder is an Olympus. I use a VN, I think it's a 2100. I've had it for several years now, and it was pretty cool for today. It's also fairly inexpensive, because that's important, because I am cheap. But it is a VN, I think it's a 2700 PC version, and that's the one that I can connect to my computer through the USB cable, and I can download it. It does record in WAV format. But it also requires the Olympus software, and that was one thing that she asked me about. She said she's using a Sony she likes, but the software, the proprietary software, is causing her some a little bit of grief, I suppose. And while I haven't seen all the Sony software, I did have a person in class a couple years ago that had one, and I'd have to agree with you, that would cause me some anxiety as well. It was kind of an ornery piece of software, although so's the Olympus. But on this list, whatever you buy, if you're looking at buying one of these things, obviously price is usually the first thing that all of us look at. And then from there, what format is it going to record in? And many of them now are recording in WMA, Windows Media Audio format, and but they're also USB built in. So in the case of the one that I'm talking about, the VNPC, and the newest model is the 4100 and the 3100, they require a USB cable. Some of the other ones, the WS210S and the WS110, these are slick because they actually, the bottom of it pulls off. It plugs right into your USB port, and it does save it in a WMA format. So you get a boatload of hours on these things because it is in a Windows Media format. However, the bummer with them is the WMA format doesn't go directly into Audacity, so you still have to run it through a converter. So it's kind of a catch-22. You're either dealing with the WMAA and the conversion, or you're dealing with the Olympus software and using the WAV file and putting it into Audacity. So I don't know which is easier, but obviously it's an issue you have to deal with. I did notice a couple of these have some detachable stereo microphones. That just sounds so cool. But these things are actually able to utilize a ton of hours. Mine records 8. And the current VN 3100 does 72 hours, and the 4100 does 144 hours. So it's probably more time than you really need. But nonetheless, check it out. You do want the one that you can connect to your computer, so take a look at that. There are also, for those of you that want to spend some more money, there are some great ones out there, and I have talked about them off and on for, probably the last 2 years as I found them. So if you want to go back and just kind of cruise through the tools section of all the past podcasts. You can find out a lot of them. Yeah, and if I'm bored sometime, maybe I'll go back through and do a quick overview of all those things again. But nonetheless, cool stuff there. So, and the other question she asked me, I will respond back. That question was on why we are going to Moodle, and I'll keep that one offline. The one thing I do want to point out here, though, is if you are going to purchase a recorder that does record in a WMA format, you do need to get that converted into something that your Audacity software will deal with. And one of the pieces of software that I absolutely love being a PCer and wanting to play in the Macintosh land from time to time is from Jodix.com, and that's Jodix. And they have a free WMA to MP3 converter. It's free. Basically, you're just going to find your WMA, click the little link, or click the button. It'll convert your WMA file in MP3. From there, you can dump it off into Audacity. So good stuff there. Also, if you are in the mode of making an enhanced podcast, you can take your WMV files that you make in either PhotoStory or Movie Maker, and you can drop those into the free iPod video converter, because it will convert your files right into a format that will work on iPod. So good stuff there, and again, that's free. And you know, free is always good, because hey, I'm a cheap person. I like free. So good stuff there. Thanks for the questions, and really thank you for the links. Those are good links to share with us. And also, I have put Camila's links to her website, www.linkingforlearning.com, and her blog can be found at www.edubeacon.com. Check it out. Alrighty, where are we at in the show? It's time for other items worth mentioning. Boy, I am windy today. 21 minutes. I'm going to get dinged on my rubric now, aren't I? Alright, at the 21-minute mark, we're going into other items worth mentioning. And this one's kind of funny. This one's called Chumby. And Chumby was sent to me by my boss this week, and I got a kick out of it. He asked me if I'd seen this thing, and obviously, no, I hadn't. Well, you wouldn't know. That's not really obvious, is it? But nonetheless, Chumby is kind of a cool little gadget, and you got to see this thing. It's about the size of a coffee cup, so they say, and it's got a little screen in it, and it just caught my attention. So it's under other items worth mentioning, just because I think it's nifty. But what it does, it's connected to the internet, apparently by some kind of wireless network. I'm assuming this would be in your house. I didn't go through all the information on it yet. But it is a personalized alarm clock. It will pull down music from the internet and, most importantly, podcasts. So you can get a Chumby and wake up to adventures in podcasting. You can get the weather on it. You can get photo viewing and sharing, social networks, news, entertainment, sports, auctions, classifieds, videos, and games and messaging. It's got a touch screen on it, and basically you can download a bunch of widgets and collect all sorts of information. So going through looking at it, I decided, what the heck, I'll hit YouTube, see if there's anything out there, and surprise, surprise, there's links on YouTube about this thing. And I, of course, shared those on the links for the show. So the first link under Chumby is the actual website. The second one is a video on YouTube. It's actually a video from the corporation, so it's basically the media, the public relations spin on it. And then there's somebody that actually stuck their camcorder in front of the Chumby and played through the introduction video, which is actually even better. And that's listed in the show notes as well. So check that out. It has, I can't tell you, it has nothing to do with podcasting, but you know, because you can listen to podcasts, so I suppose that's okay. But it's just kind of, I don't know, nifty, cool, whatever. It's just kind of, I like it. So anyway, check it out. And the other link the boss sent me is cogdogroo.wikispaces.com, and there's a link in there as well. And this is a site put together by a fellow Phoenician, Alan Levine, and this particular one is presentation, workshop materials, and other stuff. And it's got some cool things in here, and one of them that caught my attention was 50 ways to tell a Web 2.0 story. And that was the one that my boss sent to me, and I started looking through it. And one link that caught my attention on here is 50 tools. And this is cool, because I was working on my web class over the weekend, And, you know, I going through the whole, this whole point of building a Web 2 class, there's a point in time where you just got to say, you know what, we can try to cover every tool under the sun, or we can kind of get the gist of this and say, okay, yeah, there's 95 ways to do this. We're going to cover a couple of them. So he's got this broken up under slide tools, slideshow tools. Then we've got another breakout into timeline tools. We go into a little bit farther into this to mixer tools, then to comic tools. I haven't even heard of comic tools. I'm going to have to check these out. Then scrapbook tools, something I don't want to go into. Map tools. Flickr tools and ideas. I love Flickr tools. They can be a huge time waster for me. I get into them and you never see me again. Audio tools, and you know, obviously that gets my attention. Babelizer is cute. You got to check that out. That's just flat funny. Video tools, and where do we end here? We end at presentation tools. So there's some great, great things in here. In fact, this list is all the way up to 57. And holy smokes, he's got even more than that. He's got new tools, cutting room floor, just great stuff in here. So this is one that you definitely want to hit, put on your Delicious account, and explore it when you have some time. And there's actually one more in there that just really grabbed me that has walked out of my brain, which is kind of normal. But also in here, it's got some story ideas, different things like that. So just neat, neat stuff, and you got to check this out. So thanks, boss, for sending that to me, and very, very cool. And also, it's a very cool of very cool use of a wiki in here. So I like this. So check it out. That is cogdogroo.wikispaces.com. So take a peek at that. I think it's pretty cool. All right. There's one other thing in there I'm going to share with you. Basically, it's a link on the show notes, and it's to a video on YouTube called Learning to Change. It's put out by Cosen and Pearson. And I think John put this in my Delicious links for me to watch, and I actually watched it last week. Sent it to the boss. The boss wrote back, interesting. I think you should show it Friday at the steering committee meeting, and I did. And that's actually what spawned the 40-minute conversation on Wiki. So, great video. I'm not going to talk a lot about it. Check it out. It's about 6 minutes on Learning to Change, but it's basically talking about the way kids learn and what they're used to doing today versus what you and I did when we were kids. So, interesting concept. Like a lot of this stuff, I'm not sure I'm 100% bought into it yet, but there's definitely enough in there to certainly make you start to wonder, well, we know we got to make some changes. It's just how much of this are we going to try to incorporate versus how much are we going to do? Well, just what are we going to do with the future here? So it's definitely worth your time, worth your 6 minutes. Hit the show notes there, click the link, watch the video. And you know what? Comment on the video, comment back to me, whatever would be fine. I'm just very curious what other people have to say. But like I said, it spawned an absolutely beautiful discussion that I was very glad to see come out of that. So. And also at the, I want to say, encouragement of a listener, I figured out how to put the show notes in the podcast that you actually see on your iPod now. And I don't know how other players do this, but I know on the iPod I can actually read the lyrics if they're part of the file. And I figured out how to do this again. You actually take the MP3, you put it into iTunes, and you paste in the lyrics, and go from there, and it's pretty good shape if you actually own the music, if you own the music, you can grab the lyrics and pop them on there, and then you can kind of sing along on your iPod, or if you want to go in and look at some of the stuff while you're out on the road, some of the shows I'm talking about. So what I'm doing now, when I get done with this and get it rendered, I'll put the MP3 into iTunes, I will paste the show notes into the lyrics section, and then I'll go ahead and post the entire show up on the Adventures in Podcasting site. So that's kind of cool. I would really like it if the tool I used to do MP3s just had that option available, because it's actually one more step, but bummer. If I was a programmer, I'd fix that, or maybe I'll send an email to the programmer who wrote that free piece of software I'm using and whine to him and say, would you please do this for me? We'll see how well that works. Hey, also need to say before we boogie-woogie here that the summer podcast schedule is done. This is the last weekly podcast I will do for the summer. The students are out of school on Thursday. Friday's the last day for teachers. So, and I pretty well guarantee you not a lot's going to happen this week other than getting the buildings cleaned up. So, and certainly not a lot with podcasting for me because I've got other things I need to work on as well. So, I will be back on June 1st and the 15th, then on the 29th, then on the 13th of July, the 27th of July, and August 10th. And then after that, I should be back on regular schedule. Also, this will actually the next podcast, which will be June 1st, will be the final podcast that I post on the old feed. So this is it, folks. If you haven't changed your feed for Adventures in Podcasting yet, please do so. June 1st will be the last time I cross post. The old site will be there. The old site's basically got a big yellow box that says click here for the new show, but for the last couple weeks I have been cross posting, so if you still had the old feed, you'd still hear the show. So did I say that enough time? Go get the new feed. All right, cool. Also, as I said 100 times before now, new website, www.seanwheeler.name. You can check it out there. Blog is available at www.seanwheeler.name/blog. And, of course, there's links to the Say It Again with Podcasting presentation there and also the So You Want to Be a Podcaster presentation. So check those out. And before I get gone here, if you do hit the website, you will notice a picture of a beautiful lady there. It is her happy birthday, and that is my mom. So I'm dedicating this show. This is show number 111, and I'm dedicating that to my mom, Loretta Wheeler, who would have been 70 today. And she passed away a couple years ago, and that's the reason I saved this to the very end, because I have a tough time talking about it. So happy birthday, Mom. And finally, folks, my name's Sean Wheeler. I welcome your comments and your feedback. Drop me a note. You can find me at sWheeler@seanwheeler.name. Again, that's sWheeler at seanwheeler.name. Remember, folks, if it's important enough to say to the class, it's important enough for the class to hear it again. Say it again with podcasting. I'm Sean, and I am gone.
Thanks for joining me today. This wraps up another episode of Adventures in Podcasting. On the way out, I just want to thank a few folks who have unknowingly helped me out with this podcast. Intro and exit music courtesy of DePalm, who can be found on PodSafeAudio.com, Audacity Software for their outstanding and free recording software, and finally Steve Banahan for feed edit software, which allows me to create the XML code for this feed. This is Adventures in Podcasting.